listening to Blick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff, brought to you by the National Science Teachers Association. Today's episode, A Trip to the Moon, Apollo 11.
It's 3 hours and 32 minutes until man begins the greatest adventure in his history. If all goes well, Apollo 11 astronauts, Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins are to lift off from pad 39A out there on the voyage man always has dreamed about. And boring through the vastness, the blackness, and the cold of space, they'll carry the pledge made 8 years ago by President Kennedy to put a man on the moon and bring him back safely in this decade.
Each segment of the mission, every individual piece, has to be completed perfectly in order for the next step to be possible. And of course, the nation itself is backing us, so we just sincerely hope that we measure up to that.
With the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 trip to the moon upon us, this seemed to be a good time to watch the IMAX documentary Apollo 11, which arrived in theaters in March and is now available through various streaming services. The film consists almost entirely of footage taken during the preparation for the mission and on the trip itself. It feels a bit like time traveling back to 1969, especially with the soundtrack of communications between mission control and the crew. Those audio recordings and the photographs of the crew as kids really help us connect with the people who are now historical figures and may seem larger than life. Since this is a documentary about one of the most famous events of the 20th century, there are no spoilers to worry about here. All the same, the story of Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins' four-day journey from Earth to the Moon, the brief exploration of the surface, and the return is told here with drama and excitement. The countdown from 10 to 0 is just the beginning. After launch, but still far from the moon, the lunar module has to separate from the command module, rotate, and then reconnect. This is one of the places where the filmmakers have included simple line animations to illustrate a step in the journey that could not be filmed. The moment of touchdown on the moon is a huge relief for the astronauts, the controllers, and viewers because the Eagle was nearly out of fuel. Finally, during re-entry to the Earth's atmosphere, there's a period when the capsule is surrounded by very hot plasma, interrupting communications. Hearing Armstrong's voice again on the radio generates a huge cheer from Mission Control and might even do the same in your classroom. The film gives a good sense of the full 8-day mission from Earth to the Moon and back again. I suspect that students will be surprised how long the trip actually took. A physics class could do many calculations related to this film, figuring out the escape velocity from the Earth, calculating the acceleration of the Saturn V rocket during the first stage of the launch, or even verifying the difference in the astronauts' weight on the Moon compared to Earth. The audio recordings used in the film provide some data about altitude, distance away from the launch site, and speed of the rocket shortly after launch. Unfortunately, they're given in miles per hour, miles, and feet per second, which are not units used by scientists in 2019. The Wikipedia page on the Saturn V launches linked to in the online version of this podcast has a wealth of data that could be used for calculations. This film is not just for physics teachers, though. Chemistry teachers could explore the reactions of the fuel systems, both solid and liquid fuels were used, or the air scrubbers that remove carbon dioxide from the crew spaces. Those scrubbers became a big issue during the infamous Apollo 13 mission, when the crew needed every tool at their disposal to return safely. There are a couple of great options for biology and physiology teachers to examine as well. Throughout the film, data on the heart rate of the astronauts is reported by Mission Control. Heart rate was used as a measure of the crew's stress and exertion to monitor their physical health. I found it interesting how different the three crew members' heart rates were at various moments. Armstrong was in charge of landing the Eagle on the moon, and the landing was stressful because of the low fuel situation. His heart rate was much higher in that process than Aldrin's was, though both were certainly elevated. Another interesting biological moment occurred after their return to Earth. Since no one had ever been to the moon, there was some concern about pathogens that could be brought back by astronauts and contaminate the planet. To be sure they were not carrying a lunar virus, Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins were quarantined for 21 days after their return. They stayed in a portable trailer and communicated with the public and their families by telephone for those 3 weeks. If I were to share this film with a class of students, I would pair it with watching all or at least part of Hidden Figures from 2016 to call students' attention to the underrepresentation of women and people of color in Apollo 11. Not only are all the astronauts white men, shots of the control room show dozens of white men all dressed in nearly identical shirts and ties. Even the crowds of spectators at the launch fail to represent the general population in the Southeast U.S. For more support on using Hidden Figures in your class, you can read my column on that movie from 2016. Finally, if you like an innovative way to explain the anatomy of the Saturn V rocket, I highly recommend Randall Munroe's XKCD comic, The Upgoer 5, linked to in the online version of this column. In it, Munroe labels and describes the parts of the rocket using only the 1,000 most commonly used words in the English language. Since Saturn is not one of those common words, and neither is rocket, the vehicle is called the Upgoer 5. Teachers looking to mark the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission should certainly check out the documentary and consider using it in class.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.